This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. ExxonMobil begins its annual meeting of shareholders in about an hour. They're expected to vote on a resolution to push the Irving-based oil giant to disclose the risks of climate change to its business. KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports.
These types of resolutions have been floated by ExxonMobil shareholders before, and they haven't gotten anywhere. The resolution calls for the company to publish an annual report of financial impacts from potential climate change policies. In December, 195 governments pledged to cut carbon emissions from fossil fuels as part of the Paris Climate Change Accords. ExxonMobil has also denied accusations from environmentalists that it purposely misled the public about climate change risks. ExxonMobil says it takes climate change seriously and has reduced greenhouse gas emissions in its operations. Investors say they're worried the largest publicly traded energy company in the world is not prepared to adapt to a business world less reliant on fossil fuels. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Longtime Tarrant County Sheriff Dee Anderson failed to win what he said would be his fifth and final term. Yesterday's runoff vote instead favored former Dalworthington Gardens Police Chief Bill Wayburn. With no Democrat running for Tarrant County Sheriff, Wayburn will face Libertarian Max Koch in the November general election. In the runoff for the Republican nomination for State Education Board District 6, Lufkin School Board President Kevin Ellis defeated Mary Lou Bruner of Mineola. Bruner gained national headlines for controversial comments on Facebook. One of them said President Obama was once a gay prostitute. Ellis will face Democrat Amanda Rudolph in November. District 6 includes Rockwall County and several other counties east of Dallas-Fort Worth. Now to Breakthroughs, where we explore the latest in health science and technology. UT Southwestern Medical Center just opened a $17 million microscope center, not the kind we used in science class, but rather super-powered microscopes. KERA's Justin Martin talked to Michael Rosen with UT Southwestern about what these microscopes will find.
This facility features three powerful pieces of equipment. Tell me what they are.
That's right. So two of them are what are called cryo-electron microscopes. These are very powerful microscopes that allow us to study essentially proteins and cells at very high levels of resolution. The third piece of equipment is something that is more unique. Many places have cryo-electron microscopes. The third piece is something called a focused ion beam mill or a cryo-fib mill. That allows us to essentially take a sample that is normally too big to analyze with cryo-EM, mill it down, essentially sandblast away parts of the sample such we have a very thin wafer that we can then analyze.
How do these cryo-electron microscopes compare to other microscopes?
So when most people think microscope, I think they think of a light microscope. That is, you use light waves, you irradiate a sample with it, and you observe the sample with normal light. Electron microscopes, it's a similar idea, but instead of using light, you use electrons. And those can then penetrate, those can then give you much, much higher resolution than light can.
And although the material they study is very, very small, these microscopes are quite big.
These microscopes are enormous. Yes, one of our microscopes stands about 14 feet tall. It has a 6 by 6 foot footprint, weighs a couple of thousand pounds. Sucks through huge amounts of liquid nitrogen to keep it cold because all of the samples are analyzed at liquid nitrogen temperatures, several hundred degrees below zero. And the reason that you have to do that is you have to freeze your samples in a way that ice crystals don't form. And so if you slowly cool your samples down, the water in them will crystallize, and that will essentially destroy cells. It will wreck molecules. But if you so-called flash freeze them, you can get the ice to essentially, the water molecules essentially freeze where they are without forming long crystals.
How big of a deal is it to have these microscopes, this equipment in one place?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference to have it all here at UT Southwestern because that throughput from one microscope to another really allows us to serve a very, very broad community at UT Southwestern. Should say that this is been a long collaboration between my department, biophysics, and cell biology. My friend and colleague, Sandy Schmidt, is the chair of cell biology. We've worked very closely together to build this. We've also worked with Danielle Nicastro, who is a joint faculty member in cell biology and biophysics, to build all of this. And so having these instruments in a common facility allows our departments really to work very closely together to solve a lot of problems.
What kind of discoveries do we think this technology will lead to?
boy, I think there's going to be a lot of discoveries. So the idea is that we can study essentially vast swaths of basic biology. We can study how proteins work to transmit information across the cell membrane. We can study how proteins work to get molecules from one place to another, for example, from inside the nucleus to outside the nucleus. We can understand how molecules come together to create metabolic pathways. All of those really are the essence of basic biology. I'll give you an example from a new faculty member, a guy named Xiaochen Bai, who we just recruited into biophysics and cell biology. He'll be arriving in December. Xiaochen is interested in a family of proteins called transmembrane receptors. And the basic idea is these are proteins that sit in the outer membrane of a cell. They bind to molecules outside of the cell. For example, there are some that bind to insulin. And they transmit that binding inside the cell to cause the cell to change itself, to express different genes, to divide, etc. And what Xiaochen is going to try to understand is how that transmission occurs across the membrane. We understand how the binding outside works. We understand some of the inside mechanisms. But that key question, how do you transmit something across the outer membrane of a cell, remains very poorly understood. And so Xiaochen's research program is focused on using cryo-electron microscopy to understand this key question. And those transmembrane receptors are essentially found many different types on all cells in the human body. And so that will impact our understanding almost anywhere in biology.
Michael Rosen is the chair of the Department of Biophysics at UT Southwestern. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We're not done with rain. 20% chance of it in the forecast today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 88. Overnight low, 75. And then tomorrow, there's a 50% chance of rain. It's 78 now in Dallas, 77 in Fort Worth.